Hello, here we are again with another program from Psalm 119. Today we're looking in verses 89 through 96. David has a focus on forever. That is, we view the temporal as concerned with the eternal. Stay tuned for our program. I'm reading in Psalm 119, beginning at verse 89. David said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad." A great beginning with this portion of Scripture. It says, forever we can look to the past, we can look to the present, and we can look to the future. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin. Wealth among men, my example is he. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freely for. They nailed him to die on the tree. Suffering, anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose, over death he had conquered. Now is ascended, my Lord for his coming. One day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one's bringing. Glorious Savior, this Jesus is mine. Living, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh,
that doesn't bless your heart, your blesser might be broken, I think. We're looking in Psalm 119, again, verse number 89, and David said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Ecclesiastes 3:14, Solomon said, "I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken away from it." In Proverbs 27 and verse 24, he wrote, "Riches are not forever." Now, Solomon had a lot of riches. He knew all about that, and he said there was a lot of vanity there. The phrase "forever" is found in the book of Psalms 175 times. A good study for you there. Then in verse 89, it also says, "Thy word is settled in heaven." It is settled. Years ago, Robert Ingersoll, who was an atheist, said, "In 15 years I will have this book," referring to the Bible, "in the morgue." 15 years later, Ingersoll himself was in the morgue, and when his estate was sold, a preacher bought his desk and spent the rest of his life writing sermons on it. Also, another atheist by the name of Voltaire said that he did everything in his power to disprove the Bible. He declared that he would have the Bible lodged in a morgue within a few years. Well, as it turned out, he himself was in a morgue in a few years, and the Geneva Bible Society bought his house and his printing presses, and they used his house to store the Word of God in and distribute the Word of God around the world from his house. In 1778, Voltaire, boasting of himself, said it took 12 men to start Christianity. He said he would destroy it by himself. Well, the Lord had enough of that nonsense. That was the year that Voltaire died. David said, verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Then in verse 90, he points to the faithfulness of God. He said, "Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth." He looks to the future. He says it's to all generations. He looks to the fact that the future is fixed, it is secure, he says it is established. He says in verse 91 that they will continue this day according to thine ordinances for all are thy servants. We look at the word of God, it is permanent. It remains unchanged. It is also personal in verses 92 through 96. David used the word I 5 times and me or mine another 5 times. The word of God is also a source of protection. In verse 92, he said, unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. And then we see the power of God. 93, he said, I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. We also see the persistence of the wicked. It says, the wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. They're very persistent. They wait for David to destroy him, and they wait today as well for those who would stand for the truth of the Word of God. Not only the persistence of the wicked, but the patience of David we see as a byproduct. He says here in verse 95, the wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. That ability is simply a byproduct of doing all the things that we have talked about in some of the previous programs here, where David sought to totally give his life to God. And then we have a perspective here, also a byproduct. He said in verse 96, I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. I have seen an end of all perfection. The word perfection means completeness or the finished product. He said, I have had a perspective on that. And the Bible talks about, when it refers to the end, it talks about foolishness and wickedness and violence and folly. Solomon 7 times said, I have seen something, and usually what that ended up in was vanity and vexation of spirit. And so when it talks about the end in the Bible talks about death and heaviness and shame and destruction, but thankfully it also talks about eternal life. And so the psalmist says here, I have seen an end of all, or a completion of all. I have seen the finished product, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Verse 89, let's read it again. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection or completeness, but thy command is exceeding broad. We are living in a day of apostasy, and we're living in troublesome times, but we're not at the end yet. I've read the last chapter, and things turn out very well for those who name the name of Jesus Christ. And one of these days, he's coming back again, and he's coming soon, and living for the Lord will be worth it all.
Oftentimes the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch us right away. All tears forever over in God's eternal day. It will be worth it all. we'll share the joys of heaven. A robe, a home, a crown. The tempter will be banished. He'll lay our burdens down. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Oh, bravely run.